Remake is a dirty word these days, and rightly so. We've been burned way too many times. However, that might be a little unfair, as every now and then a reimagining of a property manages to put a spin on an existing work that really elevates it to the next level. Let's take a look. I'm Will for What Culture, and here are 10 movie remakes with better endings than the original. 10. The Thing, 1982. Hard to imagine any ending for this one other than the classic of John Carpenter's 1982 The Thing, but the original movie ends more in line with the book that it's based on. The 1951 film closes with the titular extraterrestrial creature unambiguously defeated by the remaining humans, who reduce it to a pile of ash with an electric trap. But Carpenter's film is far more bleak, with the exact fate of the thing left unknown, all while the two survivors are left to slowly freeze to death together, each wary that the other might indeed be the thing. With its brilliant and iconic downbeat tenor, Carpenter's finale wipes the floor with the 51 version, even if the original is still a great movie in its own right. 9. Dumbo, 2019. Though Tim Burton's recent live-action Dumbo movie proved rather divisive, it did get one major thing right by significantly improving upon the ending of the original version. Viewed today, the animated ending is honestly pretty depressing. Yes, Dumbo gets reunited with his mother, but they're both still effectively prisoners of the circus, no matter that they get a private train car. Burton's has a far more palatable ending for modern audiences, where Dumbo and Mrs. Jumbo are sent back to their home country of India and allowed to live out the rest of their lives in the wild. Better still, the ringmaster sees the error of his ways and agrees to no longer use wild animals in the traveling circus show. Despite the film's many flaws, Dumbo 2019 bangs the drum for animal rights when it matters most, ensuring that Dumbo gets the fully happy ending he was deprived of almost 80 years before. 8. 3:10 to Yuma. Whichever version of this classic Western story you watch, you're getting a great movie. But James Mangold's 2007 remake edges an advantage with its decidedly less neat, Hollywood-style ending. In the original, rancher Dan Evans manages to successfully complete his mission by getting outlaw Ben Wade on the train to the Yuma jail. Evans gets paid, and Wade implies that he'll be able to break out of Yuma, so everyone wins. But the 2007 film ditches this overly happy finale for a more realistic one, with Evans being shot dead by Wade's psychotic right-hand man, Charlie Prince. Wade then kills Prince and boards the train to ensure that Evans' son will receive the money, although just like in the original, it is suggested he'll escape before long. It's sadder, but a better ending for sure. 7. Quarantine, 2008. 2008's found footage film Quarantine might just be one of the most pointless remakes of all time, given that it's pretty much a shot-for-shot remake of the previous year's cult classic Spanish horror film Wreck. At the very least, however, it offers a single creative decision made by director John Eric Dowdle that proves more effective than the original. In the film's ending, when Angela is dragged into the darkness screaming, the end credits play out with nothing more than quiet ambient noise outside the apartment, while Rick misguidedly blared out corny Spanish rock music within seconds of Angela being dragged off. The frankly terrible soundtrack choice immediately disrupted Rec's otherwise terrifying mood, while Quarantine let audiences soak in what they'd just witnessed without any jarring intrusion. 6. The Jungle Book, 2016. The Jungle Book is honestly the only live-action Disney remake to date which could be argued to be better than the original. In the ending of the animated version, Mowgli is lured away to the nearby human village by a beautiful young girl, which seems like a massive cop-out given the friendship which has blossomed between Mowgli and Baloo throughout the film. Furthermore, it seems to send the message of stay in your lane and stick to your own kind, which to modern audiences in particular is a rather unpleasant sentiment. Favreau has stated in interviews that he changed the ending to have Mowgli kicking it with his animal pals instead, because of his own personal dissatisfaction with the original. 5. Scarface, 1983. On paper, the basic ending to both versions of gangster classic Scarface are functionally the same, with Kingpin Tony being shot dead during a desperate last stand. And although the original version delivers an unsurprisingly more subdued, tasteful death scene for Tony given the time of its creation, De Palma's remake offers up a blood-soaked, cocaine-huffing new version that gives audiences far more bang for their buck. Between the explosions, the trail of bodies, the music, and Pacino's thermonuclear performance, it gives viewers so much more of an ending, placing an exclamation point on the film's deliriously entertaining indictment of 80s excess. 4. True Grit, 2010. The Coen Brothers' 2010 remake of the classic 1969 John Wayne starring Western True Grit hews much closer to the 1968 novel, especially where its finale is concerned. The 69 film ends with a decidedly chirpier epilogue, where young Matty Ross has one final meeting with Rooster Cogburn. After she promises to bury him next to her in the family plot, Cogburn happily rides his horse off into the distance. The end. In the Coens remake, the epilogue takes place 25 years later, with an older, unmarried Matty revealing her arm was amputated after receiving a snake bite during her time with Rooster. Furthermore, there's no reunion between the two, as she learns that he died a few days before she attempted to visit him. Poignantly though, she has his body moved to her family plot, and delivers the chilling final line, "Time just gets away from us." 3. The Fly, 1986. Though both the 1958 and 1986 versions of The Fly are great movies, David Cronenberg's more explicit, emotionally devastating take is an improvement in pretty much every way. The 58 film memorably concludes with Andre's grotesque human-fly hybrid form caught in a spider's web. But before he can be devoured, Inspector Charas crushes both Andre and the spider to death with a rock. But Cronenberg's version cranks up both the horror and the tragedy, with Seth Brundle's stomach-churning final form brought to life by state-of-the-art practical effects, before he begs his partner Ronnie to put him out of his misery, which she tearfully does with a shotgun blast to the head. 2. Invasion of the Body Snatchers, 1978. 1956's Invasion of the Body Snatchers, a sci-fi classic in its own right, ends with the FBI finally being alerted to the presence of the Pod People, and the town of Santa Mira being barricaded, suggesting that humanity will indeed prevail. But the 78 film offers up a far more nihilistic and hopeless version, with protagonist Matthew Berrell one of the few remaining survivors in the city, while the extraterrestrials are preparing to expand their operations to other West Coast cities. In the film's chilling final scene, fellow survivor Nancy approaches Matthew on the street, only for him to point at her and let out a high-pitched shriek, confirming that he has also been turned into a pod person, and so too will she. And then, of course, all of us are next. 1. The Mechanic, 2011. Though 2011's The Mechanic is hardly a great movie in its own right, it does offer up one of Statham's better-crafted genre vehicles. The original 72 film climaxes with assassin Arthur Bishop being fatally poisoned by his own apprentice, Steve McKenna. The remake delivers a similar ending, but gives it a cheeky little tweak, with Steve seemingly murdering Bishop by blowing up his car at a gas station, only to find himself similarly blown up by a car bomb in the next scene. But the added twist is the last-minute reveal via gas station surveillance camera footage, that Bishop actually managed to escape his truck seconds before Steve blew it up. Sure, it's shameless sequel bait, but it was revealed just silly enough to end the film on a crowd-pleasing capper, compared to the more depressing finale of the 72 edition.